But first, we need to wrap up your Monday morning with your readings from Taz. If you do want to give us a call, 086-000-2160. That is, of course, the number to dial. I must say, Taz is on a cruise ship right now, so we do apologize if the line is a bit bad, but we're going to try. Good morning, Taz. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thanks. How are you? I'm so happy we got through to you.
I'm good. You know, it's so lovely to hear your voice on the morning breakfast show.
Oh, thank you, Taz. I appreciate you so much, my love. So many people are calling right now. I think let's quickly get the first caller on the line. Chantel, it is. Good morning, Chantel.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Taz.
Good morning, Chantel. How are you?
I'm okay, and you, Taz? It's been up
to you.
Thank you so much.
Chantel, when I go to your energy, there's two things that come up. I'm seeing that you're going through a lot of stress when it comes to your personal life. I see that you've had to make some tough decisions, and sometimes you're still struggling with that decision that you've made because you do care for the person that you're with, but you know there's no future. You still feel a sense of obligation or accountability to protect that person, but you know that you will never get that same protection in return. So I am seeing that daily there's a struggle, there's an emotional struggle, right? But I want you to know the decision that you've made to separate, the decision that you've made to focus on you is absolutely correct, because Chantel, you've sacrificed so much over the years to a point where you just lost yourself, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm seeing that you're finally focusing on building you. As much as you care about your partner, you know that you cannot go back down that road that you've been on. Right. And the other important thing that comes up is your finances. You know that you've, again, with the sacrifices you've made when it comes to your partner and family and everybody else, the cost was your business, the cost was your finances. And I want to tell you that 2023 is all about control. It's all about you finding yourself. And I am seeing that your business energy is going to shift and change. I am seeing financial strength this year, because your focus is on the right place. Your focus is finally on you.
Okay.
Chantel, when I go to the energy around the crop thing, I am seeing that your dad comes through very strong, right? Your dad is giving you a lot of blessings. Your father wants you to know that he loves you. And he shows me that you have at times been so alone, so lost, that you have actually been reaching out to them. I've got your mom that just puts her arms around you and she says, my child, I'm trying to take away all the pain. Because she says, no matter how much you try to be in control, no matter how much you try to smile, she says, your heart is heavy. I want you to know that your parents, your mom and dad, I'm very, very strong with you. They're giving you so much of protection. I promise you that this year is going to be the year where you can take control of your finances. And you know, by just taking control of your finances, you will be able to get your life back in order.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to say to your parents? Chantel, there's two other people that comes in. There's your brother, but there's also a baby, Chantel. You've obviously lost a child because your mom's holding a baby and she wants you to know baby's okay. And when I talk to your brother, I see that his passing was very... Yes. Yes, yes. And your baby is absolutely safe, Chantel. Yes, your baby is absolutely safe with your mom. Your brother's death was so sudden, you didn't even get to have closure. So today you are surrounded by all that love. Today you are surrounded by all the blessings. And I promise you, Chantel, you're going to be okay.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything you want to say to... It's an absolute pleasure. Is there anything you want to say to your parents?
I just miss them so much. And to my father, I just wish I had the opportunity to meet him. But I know someday we will meet.
Your father just hugs you, Chantel. And your father says, I'm with you every single day, my child. He says, I'm proud of you. He says, I'm really proud of you because you had to make tough decisions. You had to finally make decisions to protect your children, to protect yourself. And your father says, you've made the right decisions. Your mom's the nurturer. And your mom says to you, I know that your heart is sore because of baby. But she says, I want you to take comfort in knowing that baby is with me. His soul is absolutely protected. Your brother just gives you a kiss, Chantel. And he says, I love you. He just cries. He says, I love you.
And I love them too.
Aww,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Chantal. We really commend you and appreciate
that you
for
managed
making this call today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Taz, thank you so much, my love. We do still have one more caller on the line. Matapelo will be coming through just after the ads. All right. All right, it's exactly 9 minutes just before 9 o'clock, and the FIFA Women's World Cup Trophy Tour is going beyond to inspire global excitement. Mzansi Africa, this is your turn for a lifetime experience of what the 32 nations will be battling for in Australia and New Zealand. Be part of the FIFA Women's World Cup Trophy Tour and meet the game changers of the beautiful game on Wednesday, 22 March at the Football Centre in Pimville, Soweto at 10 a.m. and Thursday, the 23rd of March at Chris Honey Mall in Vosloorus, East Rand at 11. This is brought to you by SABC Sport. All right, if you just joined us, we are hanging out with our resident medium, Taz, who is on the line. Taz, you still with us?
I'm still with you.
All right, perfect. We have Matapelo on the line right now. Matapelo, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Well, thanks, my love. Listen, over to Taz.
Hello, Taz.
Good morning, Matapelo. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Matapelo.
I must love the listeners so much. I'm sick. I'm standing in a freezing cold room and still connecting. Matapelo, when I go to your energy, the first thing I want to go to is your crossing over. I am seeing that you're going through so much of stress. You're going through so much of anxiety. And you're just feeling like, where is my mom? Where's my grandmother? Where's my ancestors? And your grandmother comes through quite strong. Your grandmother says to you, my child, we hear you. We hear your prayers and we are doing our best to help you, right? Your mom comes through and she's giving you so much of love. Your mom says that you have been a little bit depressed. She says that all you want is to get your finances in order, and that's what they're helping you with. You are thinking, I need to get a job. And your mom says that you are actually blessed to also do a business on the side to get that extra income. You are being so loved by the elders. You're being so loved by the ancestors. And I want you to know that everything you're asking them for, they hear you. You are also going through a little bit of stress with your partner. Your partner loves you and he's doing the best he can to support you. But because you are going through this anxiety, you're going through this depression, you're not realizing, you're blocking all the people that care about you and you're pushing them away. So you need to let your guard down with your partner and know that he's genuinely trying to assist you. But the big thing, Matapelo, is you want to get employment. You want to get finances in order.
Yes.
The things I'm seeing is I am seeing you getting a job and I am seeing you having the blessing of actually making money to just sustain yourself. You're going to be okay, Matapelo. And your mom just gives you the biggest hug. She says, I love you, my child, and thank you for all that you did for me. She says, I love you, and I want you to know that I'm going to help you. Is there anything you want to say to your mom?
I just want to know if she's okay and you're talking at the right time. Oh, just look closer.
Absolutely.
It's so sad.
She wants you to know that she's absolutely okay and she is doing the best that she can.
Thank you so much. I just need her more than anything now.